Planet Rock Breakfast. There's Europe from the new live album / DVD / Blu-ray, Live at Sweden Rock, the 30th anniversary show from just a few weeks back. Joey Tempest joins us on the show this morning. Mr. Michael Schenker on guitar on that. Just one guest on that show. Dream come true for you?
Yeah, when we started out in outside Stockholm, we used to listen to Lizzie and UFO, amongst others. But to stand there 30 years later with the man himself on stage, it was just unbelievable. We couldn't believe it, but he was so cool before and after the show. There's some behind-the-scenes material of John and Michael jamming and John and Scott Gorham jamming, because Scott also came on to Jailbreak with us. And to have those guys with us, it was amazing. We couldn't believe it, but it turned out great.
Sweden Rock, 30th anniversary. I mean, it does exactly what it says on the tin. Your home country, the big festival in your country, and there you are 30 years later celebrating in a set that lasted, what, 28 songs?
Yeah, 28 songs. Actually, we got a call from the management of the festival before the encore saying we're playing too long. I think we were over 2.5 hours then. And it was kind of bizarre because they said you can only play one more song. We got through the walkie-talkie and we had two songs to play and we wanted to play them. It was Last Look at Eden and Final Countdown. You can only play one, they said. So we had a bit of a thinking and a bit of a meeting there behind. What can we do? Let's just play both of them and let's see if they stop us after Last Look at Eden and stop the Final Countdown. They didn't stop us. They let us play both of them. So yeah, it was a long show, 28 songs, some acoustic songs in there, some songs we haven't played. One song we haven't played with John, Prisoners in Paradise, which have been a request from the fans for years, so they got a really special treat there. And some stuff from the first album we haven't played in years. Yeah, there was some surprises in there as well.
Very impressed that they didn't pull the plug. I mean, here in the UK, they pull the plug on Bruce Springsteen and Paul McCartney, but hey, Joey Tempest knows the right people.
Ah, there you go.
Excellent stuff. Now, looking ahead to next year, recently announced a big show. I mean, the three band bills are pretty much where it's at in the UK at the moment. They are the gigs that are selling without a shadow of a doubt. And as far as value for money is concerned, we're talking Foreigner, we're talking Europe, we're talking FM. That is one hell of a bill in anybody's money, isn't it?
It's a nice evening out. And the reason we said yes immediately was that we played with Foreigner on iTunes Festival 2010, and we saw what a great rock band they were, because they came out of the blue by then. They were sort of nobody really know what they were about, and since then they've just been going from strength to strength. So when they asked us, yeah, we can play with that, that'd be a good evening, because Europe's playing really well at the moment, so that's going to be great. FM, we have met, they supported us beginning of the 90s, if I remember correctly, a few gigs, so really cool guys. Be nice to see those guys again. It's going to be a cracking evening.
It is. And as far as Europe are concerned, I mean, it's onward and upward. It is one of those situations where sometimes, you know, you decide to do it again. I mean, you took a break from it, you got back together, and now things have just snowballed even more, haven't they?
It took some time though. I mean, when we met in 2003, had the meeting, let's start again. Everybody agreed, let's do it long term. It's going to take time. We have to convince, we have to form a new relationship with media, with fans. And Start From The Dark was the first album, 2004, and then we did Secret Society. Last Look at Eden, the third comeback album, then things started to happen a little bit. New Love in Town, the title track, Last Look at Eden, Catch That Plane that you guys played here. It started to happen, and then Bag of Bones sort of cemented things a bit more. And here we are, we're live at Sweden Rock, 30 years of all our rock songs. And next year, our 10th album. So we're on the roll.
You beat me to it. I was about to say where you're up to on the new album, because again, Bag of Bones, I mean, it seems like yesterday, but it is quite a while now. Where are you at as far as a new album is concerned?
We're very early on. We've taken this winter to write, so there's only a few riffs floating about, but we're very excited and we want to do it slightly different. We don't want to dive into the blues more than we have. That was just a natural thing because we were touring so much. We did a fast album with a producer like Kevin. It just ended up that way, and we're so proud of Bag of Bones. But I think we're going to go a little bit left or a little bit right, like we do on all albums, just a little bit different, but have the same power and melodies, you know. We're on the case.
Sounds good to me. Congratulations on another cracking release, which is this coming Monday. It's out on Blu-ray, DVD, and double live album too. It's Europe Live at Sweden Rock, the 30th anniversary show, and it really is a warts and all affair. You must have been so chuffed just to go out on stage. I mean, as soon as the intro kicked in, I could imagine you guys backstage, because I saw it's like just on the tour.
Yeah.
You know, you get hyped up and you're ready to go. But, you know, with all those extra special elements sort of thrown into the mix, made it all worthwhile, didn't it?
It was so intense just before. Everybody was so hyped up. It was a great evening. 14 cameras on you and 30,000 people out there and the press from all over the world. 28 songs we were going to do. So, yeah, we were a bit concentrated. frustrated and a bit sort of, okay, let's do this, but we're very excited. But as soon as the intro was over, I walk out and Riches to Rags starts, and the roar from the audience and the wall of sound from those guys behind me, it's just like, this is it. It doesn't get better than that.
And it's out on Monday. Joey, as always, great catching up with you, mate.
Thank
you. We'll see you soon here on Planet Rock.
Thanks for having me.